Welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be looking at life in Basel-Stadt using some pretty cool data.
Yeah, like a snapshot of the Kanton, you know, in numbers.
Exactly. From the 2024 Statistical Yearbook, it's packed with insights about, well, everything. Population, the economy, housing, tourism, you name it. But for our deep dive today, we're going to focus on what matters most to you guys.
Right, like how many people are tying the knot.
Oh, that's an interesting one. In 2023, over 600 couples said I do in Basel-Stadt, but also over 300 marriages ended in divorce.
Wow, so like every other marriage.
It seems that way, yeah. Mm. And, you know, the yearbook actually breaks these numbers down even more, like where couples live, where they got married, even their ages.
That's pretty detailed.
It is. And speaking of details, the yearbook also asked residents how they feel about living in Basel-Stadt. And get this, over 90% say they enjoy it.
So most people are happy there.
Seems like it, right? But it makes you wonder, what are they loving? What could be better?
Yeah, what's making them tick?
Well, the yearbook has some answers there, too. Residents rave about the public transport, the shopping, all that good stuff. But they're less happy with the housing situation, so that's something to keep in mind.
Right, especially if you're thinking of moving there.
Exactly. And speaking of housing, let's see what the yearbook tells us about apartment sizes. Looks like they can be quite different depending on when the building was built.
So older buildings, different layouts.
Yeah. Imagine you're apartment hunting. A building from, say, before 1919 compared to one built after 1961. Could be a whole different experience.
That's interesting. And what about all the new construction happening in Basel-Stadt?
Good point. The yearbook actually highlights that. Lots of investment going into both public and private construction.
So, sounds like a pretty dynamic housing market. What about jobs? What's the word on the street?
Well, if you're looking at wages, the yearbook has some insights there. They provide data for the whole Northwest Switzerland region. And guess what? Sectors 2 and 3, those are your higher earners.
Like what kind of sectors are we talking about?
Think manufacturing, finance, business services, you know.
Oh, interesting. Any ideas why those sectors are paying more?
Well, the yearbook highlights a pretty big number of cross-border workers in Basel-Stadt.
So people coming in from other countries to work.
Exactly. And a lot of them work in construction, which falls under sector 2. So maybe that influx of workers is pushing up wages.
Makes sense. But what about folks who aren't in those high-paying sectors? What's the unemployment situation like?
The yearbook has you covered there, too. They break down unemployment by gender and age group. It's a pretty detailed so you can get a good picture of the job landscape.
Sounds like we've covered a lot already. Population, housing, work, I mean, what's next?
Well, how about we take a look at how people are spending their free time in Basel-Stadt, you know, leisure, tourism, that kind of thing.
Perfect. Hit me with some fun facts.
All right, so we know Basel-Stadt is known for its museums, right?
Right, yeah, definitely. Well, the yearbook has all the numbers on museum attendance. And some museums saw a big jump in visitors in 2023, like the Kunstmuseum Basel. Over 310,000 people went through their doors.
Wow, that's a lot of art lovers.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. But, you know, other museums saw their numbers go up and down, maybe because of special exhibits or, you know, just changing interests.
It makes you think, like, what kind of museum person are you? Do you like the classics or more modern stuff?
Right. It's all there in Basel-Stadt. But let's move on from museums. What about, like, everyday leisure stuff?
Yeah, let's talk about that. What are people doing to unwind in Basel-Stadt?
Well, if you're into swimming, the Garden Bad Iglesee was the place to be in 2023. Over 112,000 visitors, especially during those hot summer months.
It makes sense. A nice way to cool off. But what about when it's cold out? Are people hitting the ice rinks?
Actually, the Kunsteisbahn Margarethen saw a bit of a dip in attendance in recent years.
Hmm, interesting. Any idea why?
Well, it could be a few things, right? Maybe people's interests are changing. Or maybe it's, you know, the pandemic closures from a couple of years ago still having an effect.
That's true. Even our leisure choices, you know, they're all connected to the bigger picture. It's kind of amazing how this yearbook, like, pulls back the curtain on life in Basel-Stadt, you know. We've looked at everything from finding love to building a career to, like, just having fun.
Yeah, it's a dynamic canton. For sure. Lots of opportunities. And like you said, a real sense of community. What really stands out to you from all of these numbers? What makes you curious?
Honestly, that connection between those high wages and sectors 2 and 3 and like all those cross-border workers, it really shows how like global stuff affects local economies. It's fascinating.
I agree. It's like a puzzle and data gives us the pieces. But, you know, beyond the numbers, there are real people making choices, facing challenges, you know, connecting with each other. It's all reflected in this data.
Absolutely. And it's up to each of us to take this information you know, connected to our own lives, and maybe even ask new questions about Basel-Stadt. So as you think about this vibrant canton, what are you taking away from our deep dive today? You know, it's really amazing how just looking at some numbers can make you think so much about a place like Basel-Stadt.
Yeah, for sure. Data, I mean, it's not just cold hard facts and figures.
Right.
Yeah.
It's more like it helps you understand the big picture, the trends, the forces that shape our lives, the choices we make.
Exactly.
And for me, looking at all these different aspects of Basel-Stadt, the housing, the jobs, the leisure scene,
yeah,
it's really highlighted their commitment to, well, to progress.
I see it too. You know, the investments in construction, the way they're attracting all kinds of tourists, it definitely feels like they're thinking ahead.
Yeah, and that's what makes this deep dive so interesting. It's not just about what Basel-Stadt is like right now, but it gives us a glimpse of what it could be like in the future, the opportunities that might be there.
Exactly. And even though we've only just scratched the surface of this statistical yearbook, I hope this deep dive has, you know, given you some food for thought and maybe even sparked some ideas for your own explorations.
And the best part is, all this data is out there, publicly available, so you can really go down the rabbit hole on the topics that you found most interesting.
Right, like maybe you want to see the specific breakdown of cross-border workers by sector, or perhaps you're curious about those museum attendance trends over time. I mean, there's so much to discover.
It's true. So remember, data, it's a tool. Use it to ask your own questions, form your own conclusions, and ultimately make the best decisions for your own life and your future. Maybe even a Basel-Stadt.
Well said.
So with that in mind, we'll let you continue your exploration. Happy discovering.